Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Santa Claus is coming to town, or so the song says. We're all aware, however, that the gifts Santa leaves behind all too often get shelved and forgotten pretty quickly. So this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see what gifts we can give and receive that don't get forgotten, and instead make a real difference in our own life and others. We've already seen two examples of tremendous good bursting on the scene and having significant effects. Here's another. Saul, who later became better known as Paul, lived after Christ Jesus and actively persecuted Jesus' followers, even consenting to their execution. But then good exploded in his life. He was on his way to round up more Christians when he got a stunning revelation. He'd been thinking about things all wrong. He had been blind to what Jesus' teachings and works were all about, but now his eyes were opened. He finally got it. God and the good we associate with God are active in the world, not merely in rituals and traditional practices, but in actually benefiting people in tangible ways. He took the new name of Paul and traveled through much of the known world, conveying this revelation of good to countless people through teaching, establishing churches, healing people, and even raising the dead. Talk about a life and even world-changing gift. May we too accept this gift. Give up limited concepts. Let our eyes be open to the power of good in the world today, and, like Paul, do our best to give that gift to others everywhere. Amen.